really wanted to support local musicians, and we wanted to keep our name out there and keep the music going. So, you know, it wasn't too long after everything shut down that we started seeing virtual concerts happening on the internet and on Facebook and social media. So we jumped on the bandwagon, and we have a concert going on Thursdays on our Facebook page. It's live, and we have local musicians, regional musicians. It's at 7 o'clock.
And this also is an opportunity to utilize the new space that you guys have moved into in the last couple of years in terms of your offices, which is known as what?
Right. We're calling it the Hiawatha Fold, and the word fold means, you know, bring everybody together with like-minded thoughts, and in our case, it's all about the traditional music. So that's where we are. We're hosting the bands at the Fold, but we also are willing to do remote
locations and places. Yep. How has it gone over so far? I mean, what are you hearing from folks?
Well, they're really enjoying seeing the variety of musicians that we have, and we're getting a lot of support in just being able to support the musicians, because we do take donations during the show, and we'll split those donations with the musicians. So Hiawatha benefits, but the musicians do as well.
Okay, so how do people get a chance to watch this? How do they find it?
Well, you got to go to our Facebook page, and that's Hiawatha Music, and you just tune in at 7 o'clock, and it will magically just appear on our Facebook page, and you can watch for the whole half hour, 30 to 60 minutes.
30 to 60, depending on how the musicians are doing, too,
That's right.
Sure. And so I'm sure they're glad to be playing. Susan, let's talk a little bit about the co-op. What is it? I mean, it's got a long history in our community, but a lot of folks might not be sure about what it's about and how they can get involved. How can they find out more?
So the Hiawatha Music Co-op was started 42 years ago, and this was going to be our 42nd festival, but on we go. And we're a nonprofit, and the mission of the co-op is to bring traditional music to the area. And we do that through a bunch of concerts during the year and the big festival, of course, in the summer.
Yeah, the festival is kind of the marquee event, but you do do shows all along through the course of the year. You've been having some series at various locations, all of which are on hold for now. But is the plan with the co-op to continue and get those going again as we start to evolve into whatever we become?
Exactly. We are really anxious to have another concert at our concert venue on 3rd Street called the Hiawatha Fold. And that's a small little venue that seats about 80 people, and we can have live events there. And this year was really going to be something big for us in terms of having regular concerts there. So as soon as we can get back to that, we really would like to do that.
But if people want to get involved, they can still become members and get involved with the co-op, right?
Sure. Yeah. They can go to our website, hiawathamusic.org, and check out all of our opportunities, and you can become a member. We have a Unfestival t-shirt sale going on right now.
A cool collectible, by the way.
A cool collectible, yes.
Sad, but cool.
Everybody likes to get their festival t-shirt, but this is the Unfestival t-shirt. And, you know, we have a GoFundMe going on right now to help raise funds for next year's festival. And there's always volunteer opportunities once our events start, get back up and running.
Now, a great way to find out more is to take part in these series of concerts that you're doing now that are online. And how do they get to watch those?
Right. So they go to our Facebook page, Hiawatha Music. And on Thursday nights at 7, a concert will magically appear. And you can sit and watch it for free and in your backyard, outside somewhere, and enjoy some a variety of traditional music.
And your website, again, for folks is?
www.hiawathamusic.org.